sweeps, scooters, shovels.
What's a scooter like?
It's a real narrow, long, steel pointed plow that just goes deep in the ground, but it don't cut a wide furrow.
Any other names for what kinds of plows?
No, I don't think so.
What about something that's got teeth to it and that will break the ground up even finer than a plow?
Spike tooth harrow.
Okay. What did that look like?
Well, it was just a plow with a lot of little spikes, about as big around as your finger, fastened onto, and when you plowed with it, well, these spikes drug in the ground and pulverized the ground and pulled the roots out if it was any roots in it.
Were there other kinds of harrows besides?
Well, there was a disc harrows, they were mounted on cultivators and things of that nature. I mean, way back, you know. With now, you know, there's all kinds of them.
Now there's what?
There's all different kinds of harrows now. There's disc harrows, spike tooth harrows.
Were they pulled by tractors now?
Yeah, it's pulled by tractors. Now, used to, all that we was talking about a while ago, pulled by mule or horses.
Say if you wanted to saw or chop a log, what sort of frame might you put it in? What
frame?
If you used maybe an X-shaped frame to set the log in to chop it. Are you familiar with that?
Seems like there's a name for it, but I can't remember. Sawjack?
Okay.
Maybe that's what it meant.
Was that this X-shaped thing? Did you ever see one that, I guess it's sort of an A-shaped, it'd have legs that go come up like this and then the board that would go across, and you'd need two of these to rest the board on. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that was what I was thinking about. To start with, the sawjack. There'd be two X's like this, one here and one down there, and you'd lay the log one end in one, another end in another.
I'll say something.
Oh, she's talking about a sawhorse?
Uh-huh. Is that something?
Yeah, I know what that is.
I guess
sawhorse.
Sort of like
right,
like
you lay something across there. Yeah, that's what. Mm-hmm. That's a sawhorse.
And that's the thing you need two of. And, you straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use this, you'd say you were going to
comb your hair?
Or
brush your hair.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
And what if people put it in a pistol?
Put in a pistol?
Uh-huh. Say in a shotgun you'd use shells, but
cottages.
Okay. And something that children would play on that you take a board and it goes up and down like this.
Seesaw.
Okay. Any old fashioned name for that?
No, I don't think so.
This riding horse or anything like that?
No. We used to have a fly genie. You know what that is, don't you?
What's that?
Well, it'd be a stump where you cut off a tree or a block of wood up about three or four feet high, and you nail a board across it.